I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There's no let-up in the NATO air campaign over Libya. Early this morning, NATO airstrikes hit several government targets in Tripoli. According to British defense officials, one target was a training facility for the bodyguards that protect Muammar Gaddafi's inner circle. Later, Gaddafi regime officials took foreign reporters out to look at the damage. The BBC's Andrew North was one of those reporters. Andrew, tell us what happened to you at about 2:15 this morning.
We got the call from our Libyan government minders very soon after the airstrike, and they seemed very keen to get us there very quickly. And when we arrived, there were still large flames licking through the buildings, smoke billowing from both of the buildings that appeared to have been hit. This is on Jumhuria Street in Tripoli, the main government quarter of the city. They appeared very happy for us to go to one building, which they said was a ministry responsible for anti-corruption investigations, and I was able to go inside. Certainly it did appear to be a government building. The building itself is still standing, just as you've seen with airstrikes in Iraq. It appeared the bombs had been dropped right through the top and had blown out the insides. But they were less happy about us getting close to another building, which we later learned was a security agency headquarters. And then as we tried to film that, our cameraman was stopped by guards.
You were recording audio and video when you were there. This audio starts with people chanting at the site of this bomb attack. Let's hear that.
So there's now a large crowd outside one of the buildings that have been hit. As you can hear, shouting loudly, they've got a large poster of Colonel Gaddafi held aloft and also green flags. There seems to be clear efforts here to show solidarity with Colonel Gaddafi, to make a show for the journalists that are here.
Andrew, who were these demonstrators? And, you know, in the darkness of early morning, was this a spontaneous demonstration?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's not the kind of thing you would normally expect to see at the site of a bombing or some kind of major incident like this. Suddenly loads of people turning up to cheer their leader. It certainly appeared to be orchestrated. They were certainly showing their defiance to the foreign journalists who had gathered there. I think what was also striking, though, was that there wasn't a lot of anger. You know, you might expect that in a situation like that, especially as among the journalists were many representing countries that are involved in this military action, there was no personal animosity. While they were putting on this show, they weren't, you know, getting angry with us ourselves.
What were Libyan officials saying to you about this bombing?
Well, they've condemned it. But I think you get the sense that they are running out of options. They have now said they plan to bring in more human shields to protect other potential targets of NATO bombing. Their military is increasingly on the back foot. They're unable to stop it, and clearly NATO at the moment says it's determined to carry on. So right now, the Libyan government is looking more isolated, but at the same time, for NATO, they have not got a lot to show for almost 2 months of bombing.
The BBC's Andrew North in Tripoli. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Marco.